Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Food and Health. Leah Brook is with us here today, and she's pretty new on the job, so we're going to try to be nice to her here today. Leah, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Hey, I want to talk about a few programs that you have coming up here pretty soon here in the area. You're helping to serve a lot of folks here in a number of counties in southwest Iowa, but specific to the immediate Atlantic area, I know you've got a couple of things coming up here in the next several weeks that folks can take part in. One is a ServeSafe class that's coming up on March 14th. What is ServeSafe?
Yeah, good question. So that ServeSafe class is a food protection manager course. So it basically blends information from the latest FDA food code, different various food safety research, and then, of course, food safety sanitation. And then it's administered through the National Restaurant Association Education Foundation. So I am an instructor for that. I also proctor the exam that you would take at the end of the day if you were taking that ServeSafe. And of course, it is a requirement for food establishments in Iowa. So it's an important one that I get to teach here in Southwest Iowa.
All right. For folks who haven't been through that and maybe are pretty new at this, are there a lot of things they need to bone up on and know a little bit about before they walk in?
Not too much. I mean, it is encouraged to study a couple weeks before you get to class, especially if it's new information for you, or you're new in the food service industry. But we get those books sent out to you about 2 weeks ahead of time. So kind of studying that food safety information in the book. And then the day of the class, I will take you through kind of a review of every single chapter. And then at the end of the day, I will administer that exam for you.
Okay. And this is largely just the kind of the in and outs of the food safety laws and things and requirements that need, so you can kind of keep your establishment open.
Exactly. Yes, there's lots of important things to know when you're serving food to the public, because food safety is important. Foodborne illness is a real thing. Maybe we don't always think that, but it is a real thing, and we need to prevent that as much as possible. So, really, is a very good, sound, important class to have, and a requirement for that food safety inspector that comes by every once in a while.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, the customers also. It's nice to know that when we sit down to have a nice meal with family and friends, that the folks that are serving us, that we can trust.
Exactly. That I always feel more comfortable kind of seeing that big ServeSafe certification on there. I'm like, perfect. I love to see that.
Of course, in your line of work, you would look for that too. So,
very good. Exactly. Yep.
Well, we mentioned that is coming up on March 14th. Is there a cost to that, and how do folks register?
Yes, there is. So, to take the class and the exam, it's $160 unless you're a member of the National Restaurant Association. Then there is a little bit of a discount. If you're just retesting, it's around $60. The registration does close 3 weeks prior, kind of like I mentioned before, so we can get that book sent out to you so you can study ahead of time. So for this class, it would be February 21st is that deadline to register. And you can find, if you search ISU Extension and Outreach ServeSafe, you can find the link to register online. And you can do it straight from your computer, your phone, wherever, and you'll get all signed up from online. You don't even have to go anywhere.
All right. Easy enough for that. Very good. Well, and that's specifically for those folks who are operating catering businesses, restaurants, those types of things. But now for you also provide some other interesting tidbits of information for folks who don't necessarily have to work in a business setting. I see you've got a class coming up here in Cass County on February 23rd that has to do with healthy and homemade is what it says. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we have with Human Sciences, my food and health programming, we have a series called Healthy and Homemade. So there's a variety of different, basically just like food prep, good nutrition, kind of helping cook in the kitchen type classes. And we are doing a slow cooker one. So I always like to think that slow cookers are really convenient, easy to do in the wintertime to make soups, to make stews, you know, maybe put on a roast in the morning. But maybe you're like, I really can't cook at all, or I don't know how to do this, or you just want to find out some more information about slow cookers. So I'm going to teach a two-hour class on Wednesday, February 23rd, at the Cass County Community Center from 6 to 8 p.m. So that's just kind of what we'll talk about. We'll talk about the benefits of the slow cooker and features that they have. Maybe, you know, food appropriate, because some food might not work well in the slow cooker. We'll also, of course, can't forget that food safety and how to operate it safely, how to clean it properly. And then one of my favorite things is talking about how to adjust recipes for the slow cooker, because sometimes they're like, oh, cook in the oven or cook this on the stovetop, but you want to just do it in the slow cooker and throw it in the morning before work and leave it on, and it should be ready by the time you get home. So we'll talk about that too.
Very good. Now, is there a cost to this?
This one's $10 per person. Yep.
All right. Very good.
And the registration closes just the day of. So no big rush with that one.
Okay. And again, is that something they can find online?
It is. Yep.
All right. Always the resource there to be able to do that. So if you go to the website, you can find all of that information that you do need. Now, I wanted to visit a little bit, too, with Leah, because you're pretty new on the job. When did you start?
I am new. I started in September of 2021. So I'm like 4 and a half months into the job here.
Just a pup. Well,
yep.
And replacing, you know, Barb Fuller had retired, and Barb had done this for a number of years, and we visited with Barb many times about some different food safety issues over the years. And, you know, it's always kind of interesting to talk, because we've always had some fun discussions about, you know, it's just some different things. I know sometimes the passion for folks in your business is to get people to try some different things and give them some ideas and some thoughts and maybe some education, because sometimes folks, you know, they're maybe a little hesitant to do some different things, maybe to try some different types of foods, especially when it comes to like some fresh vegetables and different options and things, just because they're not sure how to prepare them.
Exactly. Sometimes that can be a challenge. That's kind of one of the lovely things I enjoy about my job is, you know, I know all this information, but not everyone does. And so I get to teach the local community. You know, I grew up in Southwest Iowa. I'm from Clarinda. So this job was kind of a coming back home sort of thing for me. So I'm really enjoying getting to know more of the communities in my area and getting to teach them about nutrition education. That's, you know, my passion with going into healthcare and being a registered dietitian was to help people. So I get to educate people on, you know, how to eat healthy, what foods are good for us, and just, you know, maybe discover some new foods in the middle of that.
Well, and there's been such a push here the last many years to get folks to recognize more locally grown foods so they can identify where it's from and maybe buy straight from the farm or straight from the farmers markets locally. And again, back to what I said earlier, sometimes people are afraid to really try something that might really be good and be good for them too, just because they're just not sure and they've never really played with it much. So, you know, you get an opportunity to kind of share some of that knowledge. How did you ever start to get involved and get interested in I mean, we all like food. We're all interested in food, but how did you get interested enough to take this career path?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a good question. Growing up, I mean, I was a 4-H'er, so I always did the food stuff. I also did livestock, cattle, and hogs outside showing too, but I really enjoyed the baking. My mom is actually a family consumer science teacher, so I always kind of had that cooking background, and I knew I wanted to do something to help people. So how could I mix that passion for food and nutrition and like how it affects our body with helping people and that education piece. And this kind of was that perfect mix of, you know, knowing the science and having to know the science to then educate people and relay it to the public. So that's kind of how I got into it. And I haven't looked back. I really enjoy being a dietitian and working with extension and outreach too.
Well, in your emergence into the field and someone else's retirement coinciding like that, it's kind of exciting that you get a chance not only to do what you want to do, but be able to do it close to home.
Exactly, yes. That kind of that coming home, you know, giving back to the local communities. Some people, my mom was in extension for a little bit too, and so they're like, oh, I knew your mom. So it's kind of fun to, everything comes full circle. so it's been fun to get to know people better and just be back in Southwest Iowa, because I left for a little bit for my grad school and my dietetic internship, but I'm very happy to be back home in Iowa.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, though, when they start comparing you to your mom.
I know.
Well, I know it can be very difficult because they do throw a lot literally on your plate, no pun intended, when it comes to ISU Extension and Outreach, because you have to cover a wide area and a lot of counties. But it'll be fun to get you a chance to get out and start to do some of these coursework deals, some of these different types of opportunities that you have to get face-to-face with folks so you can kind of start, really kind of feeling your way around Southwest Iowa.
Yes, back in September and October, I made county visits to all my 12 counties. So it is kind of a big chunk of land to cover. But that, I think that's one of the things I like or really enjoy about my job is, you know, helping multiple counties, multiple communities, building relationships with all those county staff, and covering all that area, teaching, you know, a wide variety of classes too. Kind of helps me, keeps me on my toes.
Well, we look forward to seeing some of the more fun programming, and I'm sure we'll talk again here soon as well about some of the things coming up. Leah Brook is the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist, Food and Health, and we've been visiting with her here a little bit this morning. If you want to know more about any of those programs, just go on to the ISU website, and you can even click over to your local county website and find all those details and get yourself signed up and find out more about what's coming up here soon. Leah, thank you so much for the time here today. Best of luck to you in the new opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.